This goes to Dr. Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y, Wager, W-A-G-E-R, fax 989-352-8451, regarding Lily, L-I-L-Y, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, date of birth May 9th of 1948. Dear Dr. Wager, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Johnson, and it's telemedicine visit today with most likely acute renal insufficiency with hyperkalemia. She was seen in consultation November 12th of 2024, and medication adjustments were made. Her spironolactone was stopped, and then she was started on K-exalate because even after that was stopped, the potassium remained elevated at 5.7. Before stopping, it was 5.9. So she was started on K-exalate, 15 grams on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and continues on that medication. She has been feeling well, and her niece is present with the telemedicine visit today. No hospitalizations or procedures since her consultation. And they are very interested in tapering off K-exalate if possible, since that the last lab value showed a normal potassium level of 4.4. And that was done March 1st, 2025. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She does have dyspnea on exertion secondary to COPD without recent exacerbation. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No current edema. Medications, in addition to the K-exalate, she's on albuterol inhaler every 4 hours as needed, Norvasc 10 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 100 milligram twice a day. Crestor, Mucinex, 600 milligram twice a day, and multiple supplements. Physical exam, weight, 190 pounds, and that is about an 8-pound increase over 4 months. Pulse 85 and blood pressure 113 over 76. And labs on March 1st, 2025, creatinine has improved. It's 0.97, and estimated GFR is greater than 60. Sodium 138, potassium 4.4. Carbon dioxide 23, albumin 4.2, phosphorus is 4.1, calcium 9.2, hemoglobin is 12.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Urine protein to creatinine ratio is mildly elevated at 0.36. Intact parathyroid hormone is at 98.2, and it was 70.4 at the previous level. Urinalysis, negative for blood, and negative for protein. There was a trace of ketones. Assessment and plan. One, history of acute renal failure with improved creatinine levels. Now back to 0.97, and estimated GFR is greater than 60. Two, history of hyperkalemia. She's currently still on K-exalate, 15 grams Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The safest way to stop that would be to taper it. So we're going to decrease it to 15 grams on Monday and Friday for 2 weeks, and then we want to recheck a creatinine level and a potassium level. If those are in the normal range, we will decrease K-exalate to 15 grams once a week on Monday, and then we will check a lab in 1 week of creatinine and potassium. If it remains normal, the potassium, we will stop the K-exalate completely. We do want her to continue getting labs every 3 months, our renal labs and the CBC also. And we'll do a protein to creatinine ratio also due to the mild proteinuria noted on the last lab study. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.